Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air. But I buffet my body, and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. When the Apostle Paul wrote the Corinthians, he was addressing people that were familiar with the Greek games, and uses these events to bring to the mind of the brethren the importance of individual commitment. As those who run in a race run to win, so they should also run as to obtain the incorruptible crown. This was a similar analogy used by the Hebrew writer, saying, "Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and hath sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that has endured such gainsaying of sinners against himself, that ye wax not weary, fainting in your souls." Hebrews 12:1 through 3. And as the Apostle Paul told Timothy, "And if also a man contend in the games, he is not crowned, except he have contended lawfully." 2 Timothy 2 and verse 5. The question I would like to present at the moment is, how would the brethren of old view our race? Would they conclude that we exercise self-control in all things? When the Apostle Paul said, "I buffet my body," he affirms the intensity in which he approached that which was set before him. To buffet is to strike with clenched hands, to buffet with the fist. The Apostle Paul was familiar with hardships, saying, "For even when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no relief, but we were afflicted on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears." 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. The many afflictions suffered by the Apostle Paul consisted of prison sentences, beatings, being stoned, shipwrecked, perils of robbers, of countrymen, the Gentiles, perils in the cities, wilderness, in the sea, and even perils among false brethren, only to mention a few. 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 28. But what pressed on him daily was an anxiety for all the churches. Not only did Paul suffer these things, but he told Timothy to do the same, saying, "Be not ashamed therefore of me, his prisoner, but suffer hardship with the gospel, according to the power of God." 2 Timothy 1:8. And to preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables. But be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4:2 through 5. The term fable is to be contrasted with truth and with a story, a narrative purporting to set forth facts, as was the example of Matthew 28:15, a saying, as it was regarding the guards of Jesus' tomb, who did as they were taught, and spread abroad a saying that the disciples of Jesus came by night and stole him away while we slept. It is therefore an account, story, in which actually there is a falsification of facts. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more them of his household?" Matthew 10:24 through 25.